from the 930 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center. This is WFMD News.
An amendment to Maryland's hate crime laws is being proposed by Frederick County Delegate Dan Cox.
He says he decided to act following the fatal assault last Friday at the Great Frederick Fair, where John Weed of Mount Airy was assaulted by two youths. He died the next day. Cox says his bill will expand the hate crimes law beyond race, color, religious belief, sexual orientation, gender, disability, and national origin.
I'm adding in or seeking to add in age, ethnicity, speech, or refusal to donate money or pay anyone money or any tangible thing.
Prosecutors say it looks like the two teenagers had approached Weed asking him for a dollar. Both of the youths punched the victim with their fists.
In this case, the question arose whether or not Mr. Weed was targeted because of his race, but instead because he wouldn't give a dollar. I think that's the report that I saw.
The sheriff's office says Weed was white and the two teenagers are black. Both youths are being held at a juvenile detention center. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
Where to place a new Frederick Police headquarters was discussed on Wednesday during a Board of Aldermen workshop. A majority of the board expressed support for the site at New Design Road and Stadium Drive, but not Alderwoman Kelly Russell, who preferred a location at East and Fifth Streets.
To me, that location would serve as a close to downtown location, as a catalyst for that side of town. It is part of the East Street Small Area Plan. We know that that's an area that's now starting to grow, and I think it could really be a catalyst.
Alderwoman Donna Kuzemchek also supports the site at East and Fifth Streets. Alderman Derek Shackelford said he favors the New Design Road site because the two others have some unanswered questions. For more, go to WFMD.com. Concerns about safety and vibrancy in downtown Frederick have led to the formation of a new organization. The Downtown Safety and Services Coalition was co-founded by Pete Couchman with the Osherman Family Foundation and Guyan Sampson with the mayor's office. Couchman said DSSI believes that each citizen should be respected and heard and effectively supported by city services.
DSSI believes that that people who are experiencing homelessness or drug addiction issues or mental health issues, and that's a long list of challenges that are faced by all of us in today's society, but all of us are part of the fabric of the Frederick community.
And he also said the organization has the support of human services providers.
We do have one committee called Services and Coordination that will be looking at the human service providers, the network of human service providers here in our town or our city, and understanding, are we providing the right services for those in need? Is the safety net that we're trying to provide adequate?
DSSI will hold its first meeting on Tuesday, October 1st at stages at 15 West Patrick Street, beginning at 7 p.m. I'm Diana Gibson. I'm at Maryland's News Station 930 WFMD.